All this week, we're talking about climate change, and with less than 2 months until Election Day, we want to talk about the politics of climate change today. For that, we're joined by Evan Lehman, Deputy Editor of Environment and Energy Publishing's Climate Wire. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And let's start with the current candidates for president. In a recent questionnaire by Scientific American, Hillary Clinton called climate change an urgent threat and a defining challenge of our time, while Donald Trump famously tweeted in 2012, the concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive. Now, Trump has since said that statement was a joke, but he still doesn't think climate change is much of a problem. Here he is in an August interview with the Miami Herald.
Well, I'm not a big believer in man-made climate change. There could be some impact, but I don't believe it's a devastating impact.
And here's Hillary Clinton at a rally in Tampa earlier this month after Hurricane Hermine made landfall in Florida.
When it comes to protecting our country against natural disasters and the threat of climate change, once again, Donald Trump is totally unfit and unqualified to be our president.
So, Evan, we hear a lot there about what they're saying. Is there more to it than that? Or tell us more about what we should know about each candidate and climate change.
Well, it's a really good question. You know, there's a lot of friction between the two candidates' views on climate change in this presidential election. In 2012, you know, Obama and Mitt Romney hardly talked about the issue. In 2008, Obama and John McCain agreed on it and wanted to pass cap and trade. And here you've got Donald Trump calling it a hoax, and you've got Hillary Clinton, you know, saying that she'll pursue ambitious regulatory efforts to diminish it.
Well, you mentioned cap and trade. That was passed by the House in 2009. It never got a vote in the Senate. Tell us about cap and trade and what it is, how it works, because if somebody gets into office and decides they want to do something, that may well be one of the things that they decide they want to do.
Yeah. So cap and trade, you know, was the preferred policy option in climate change in 2009 and 2010. And it would limit emissions in virtually every sector of the American economy, from utilities to transportation to manufacturing. You know, it's seen as a pretty good way by economists to reduce emissions while allowing those industries to sort of choose how they do that.
Well, why didn't it work back then? Why didn't it pass?
Because a handful of Democrats in states like Montana, North Dakota, Arkansas, Pennsylvania couldn't get on board because they were concerned that it would raise electricity prices and energy prices in their state and hurt manufacturing in their state. And Republicans were unified against it.
And do you think that if Hillary Clinton is the next president, that there's a chance the cap and trade debate could come back?
I doubt it. Her campaign has not explicitly opposed a carbon tax, although she hasn't endorsed it either. A carbon tax is seen as a little bit more in vogue these days because it might be put into a larger tax reform package that might cut corporate tax rates, for example, which is something that Republicans really want. But the Clinton campaign is not talking about a carbon tax.
I want to talk about climate skepticism because we talked about it with Donald Trump, but this is one of the reasons why these things can't get passed. And let's listen here to just last year, Senator James Inhofe, Republican, tossing a snowball on the Senate floor to mock the idea of global warming.
We keep hearing that 2014 has been the warmest year on record. I asked the chair, you know what this is? It's a snowball. And that's just from outside here. So it's very, very cold out, very unseasonal. So here, Mr. President, catch this.
Now, we know that climate scientists would say these two things can go together. There can be global warming and that can lead to much bigger winter storms, for example. But how much is this skepticism or climate denial a political factor in the U.S. today beyond Donald Trump?
I think it's a very big factor. You know, many in the Republican Party won't, you know, talk about climate change at all. It's sort of become this partisan ideological position where Republicans just refuse to sort of acknowledge it because it could entice a primary opponent in their districts, for example. But we are beginning to see a slight thawing in the Republican Party. 13 House Republicans last year offered a resolution that says climate change is human-made and is real. And we've also seen a change among the American population as well. 64% of Americans now say they're worried a great deal or a fair amount about it. That's up 9 points over a year and marks the highest rate in 8 years.
Well, and in fact, there's a new AP poll out that finds 71% of the American public want the federal government to do something about global warming, including 6% who think the government should act even though they're not sure that climate change is happening.
Yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it? You know, people tend to want to reduce greenhouse gases if you ask them. And they tend to say that they would be willing to pay a little bit to do that too, polls show.
That's Evan Lehman, who is deputy editor of Environment and Energy Publishing's Climate Wire. Evan, thank you.
Thank you very much.